أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن أردتم استبدال زوج مكان زوج وآتيتم إحداهن كنطارا فلا تأخذوا منه شيئا أتأخذونه بهتانا وإثما مبينا. Allah Ta'ala denounces another evil practice that was prevalent in the days of Jahiliyyah before Islam, and unfortunately in the Arabs this is still prevalent till today, and that is when a person was married to a woman and then he's tired of her and he wants to change her and get another wife, then he would put false accusations on her and make her that she feels completely guilty, and that the mahr she had taken, she gives it back to him, or that she makes khula, and khula is that she buys her divorce and she just wants to get out of the divorce. So the husband forces her in the situation when she is not guilty of anything, and the reason he does that so that he can get that mahr back again and use that mahr to marry the other woman that he wants to marry. We should also remember that also we should make lot dua for our elders who took out this system from us of huge amounts of mahr and dowry. Our mahr at the most goes up to mahr fatimi, whereas in the Arabs the mahr goes to millions of riyals, huge amounts they fix for mahr. And so then the husband wants that money back, so he makes her life difficulty, and she then gives him back his mahr, and then he goes and marries somebody else. In the previous few ayats ago, Allah mentioned that if a woman is a loose woman, sleeping around with other men, etc., then in that case it is permissible that you make life difficult for her and she buys out her freedom and she gives you back your mahr and you use that to marry another woman. But when there is no reason like that, and just because you want to change in your life and you want to change your wife, in that case this is not permissible at all. And up to now the Arabs, though with a slight difference, when they are tired of the one woman, they will set her up with her children and then give her talaq, and they will go and marry somebody else. This should not be the case. A person, once he's married, it should be till mort, unless there is real some reason for a separation. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُ مُسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجِمْ مَكَانَ زَوْجِ. Or agar badalna chaho, ek aurat ki jaga dusri aurat ko. If you intend to change your wife and you want to take another wife, then وَعَتَيْتُمْ إِهْدَاهُنَّ كِنْتَارَ. Or de chuke ho ek ko bahut samaan. And for mahr, when you married this woman, you gave her a huge amount in mahr. So then at that time Allah says, فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. To mat phir lo usse kuch. Then do not take back from her anything what you have given her. That is, now just because you are tired of her, you want another woman, and then you will make life difficult for her, and you want to take that mahr back, that is not correct at all. And particularly the Quran gives two reasons why it is not correct. أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Kya liya chahte ho usko, na haq aur sareh guna. Do you want to take back that wealth, that mahr that you had given, when it is totally wrong, it is zulam on your side, and it is an open and huge guna from your side, a huge sin. You don't do that at all. And the reasons why Allah give for that it is not correct, وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ. Or kyun kar usko le sakte ho. And how is it possible for you, morally, ethically also, on your own conscience, that you take it back. وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Or pohon chuka hai tum mein se ek ka dusre tak. And when you had your private life, she handed her whole self over to you. And because of that, when there is nothing now stopping from having that very close and intimate relationship which she presented herself to you for, and you accepted her, and now after that you behave in this way, this is not correct, not morally, not ethically, in no way, not religiously, is that correct. How can you do such a thing? When a woman, her most sacred thing is her chastity and her purity, and that she had presented it to you as her husband, and now you treat her in this way, that is not correct at all whatsoever. In any way, that is not permissible, that is not correct. And the other, وَأَخَذْنَ مِنْهُمْ مِثَاقًا غَلِيظًا, or لَي چُكَي وَأَرْتَ تُمِسَ اَهَدْ پُخْتًا, and that woman had taken a firm resolution from you. That is, when they asked her if she is prepared to marry you, she said, yes, I am prepared to marry this man, which is the normal procedure in a nikah procedure. Then the nikah was made in front of all Muslim people, in front of witnesses, in front of the representative of the wife, and in all that you agreed that you take her as your wife, which means now that you will respect, honor her, you will keep her properly in a good way. And after all this, in front of all the Muslim people, and in most cases in the masjid, in front of witnesses, you had agreed and you had promised that you will look after her, accept her as my wife, which is not just that word, but everything that goes with it. Now after that, how can you become so immoral, and now you force her to pay, to give you back the meher? And how can you treat her in this evil way? How can you bring false accusations against her? So this is totally wrong and unacceptable at all costs. So in other words, when a man marries a woman Islamically, then she is his wife for life. There will be weaknesses in her also, and don't think you haven't got weaknesses. Now don't just pinpoint those weaknesses, and don't make life difficult for her. Don't bring false accusations against her and make her life a misery. This is very, very, very rude, very immoral, very immodest of any person who has got a bit of character and sense in his head that he treats a woman in this way. But unfortunately, till today, what we call good people, they are guilty of this, making the woman's life, the wife's life, a real misery, accusing her of various things and making her life very difficult. This is very, very wrong, and we must remember Allah is watchful over everything. And when Allah will take us to task, there will be nobody to intervene and help us, and then we will suffer those consequences. We should not take advantage of those who are under us. By marriage, the wife has come under our control. She is, so to say, in our prison, and we must look after her properly now. She has given up her freedom. She has given up her home, her brothers, sisters. She has given up her home environment where she was born and grew up. All that she gave up for you. And now when she is with you, you treat her in this way. This is in religiously also, it is totally wrong. Morally also, ethically also, in every way it is totally wrong. And in fact, in speech, speaks of the man's very low nature, his mentality, his religiousness, his piety, very, very low level he is if he treats her in that way. So the Quran has safeguarded the woman very greatly, and for that really, as ulama have written, the woman should be very thankful to Allah and appreciate it. We should not think of this freedom of woman, woman's love, etc. They give nothing whatsoever, they destroy the woman further. Islam and Allah Ta'ala has given woman the great honor and the great position. We all should be thankful to Allah, and particularly the woman, and make shukr to Allah for protecting them and protecting their rights. May Allah give us proper understanding, and let us make amal on deen as is required of us.